I would like to share with you a lesson that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 14, 22 through 32, and he was walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him, they were literally afraid. Is this some type of a spirit? What is this? And in their fear, as they saw Jesus coming, Jesus spoke out very clearly. I thought it was wonderful what he said. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. It is I. Don't be afraid. It's I." And see, when we are in fear, often the reason we're in fear, we lose the sense of the presence of God that's with us. And remember, he promised us, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." The Lord is with us. Don't be afraid. And he said, "You are in fear because of your little faith." So one of the answers for fear really is to, as we talked in another one, delight ourselves in the Lord. Get to know who he is. Because the more you know he is, the more you're able to commit areas of your life into his hands. And Peter was so overwhelmed when he saw this. Peter said, "Lord," in fact, one of the translations says, "order me to come." And Peter got out of the boat. I don't know if I would have, even if Jesus said, "step out." But he walked on the water toward Jesus. And he was doing very well. We don't know how far he walked. We don't know how far out Jesus was. But all of a sudden, he became very aware of the circumstances. You know, the contrary winds and the waves. He got his focus off of the Lord Jesus onto his circumstances. And he started to sink because he became afraid. And when I allow fear to grip me, I'm going to sink in my walk with the Lord. Fear has always caused me to sink. And as Peter was sinking, he said probably one of the shortest prayers in the Bible. He said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus did. And he said, "Little faith, ye of little faith." Doubt makes you sink in your walk of faith. When Jesus bids me to come to him, I don't doubt because of little faith. When Jesus has bid me to step out of the boat, whatever that means for you, I won't sink because of adverse circumstances. And I come unto him. And many times in our life, our walk with God and serving God, Marguerite and I had to step out of the boat. And, you know, the support we had just wasn't going to be there. It was really a step of faith. And I remembered when we pastored our first church, that one in the mountains. It was a very small little country church. And we made $5 less than unemployment. If I wasn't working, I'd have made more money. And we qualified for welfare. And yet, I can't go into all of it, but God provided for us. He always provided our needs. And it was amazing. Sometimes when we needed milk or we needed something, it was a genuine need, someone would come and knock on our door and say, "Here, we just were milking and we had all this extra milk. We hope you can use it." Eggs, vegetables, we butchered. Here's meat for you. It was amazing. Those 5 years that we labored in that place, and it was a wonderful place to serve God. This little church always had such a sensitivity to God. God would lay on their heart when we had a real genuine need, and God would meet that need through people in the congregation. And all the way through our life, you know, I was asked to teach at a Bible college in Kansas City, and they said we have one problem. I was pastoring at that time in the state of Washington. They said we have one problem. We don't have any money to pay you, and yet we want you to come. And they said, would you fly to Kansas City and in a week raise your full support? That doesn't make sense. For me to go to a Kansas City where I know no one, in a week's time, raise money to cover my salary because the school didn't have the money to pay me. And I went, 3 days, nothing. By the time Friday came and I had to fly back Saturday so I could speak Sunday in my church up in Washington, the money came in. Beloved, I'm telling you that you need to trust Him. Get to know who He is. When God calls you out of the boat, out of the comfort, and to take a major step of faith, you won't sink. God is calling you to a particular place, ministry, location, country, or whatever. God will make it possible for you to go, and He will provide. When we're doing, I believe this with all of my heart. Hudson Taylor said something that has been on my heart for years and years. God's work done in God's ways will not lack God's support. And God has proved that here in our office. We did not feel comfortable of charging people to help them. You know, making money from hurting people, and a lot of them having a financial difficulty. And so, for the past 25 years, our services in this place have been free to anyone who would come. And we trusted God to provide our needs. And as you could see, I'm still alive and well and healthy after 25 years. God has always come through in a marvelous way. Sometimes it got skinny. Sometimes we were really close. But God would come through. He was testing. Do we have little faith, or are we trusting God because He called us to be a part of starting a ministry here to hurting people? God bless you. Ask God, if you're going to step out and you believe God is calling you to leave the comfort. I know God will make it possible for you to fulfill His calling and plan for your life. Bless you for watching.